Item number four is a subdivision and rezoning for the north of Templeton Avenue between Amber Trail and Four Mile Road under file DASZ 8 of 2010. Tonight we have before us our planner, Glenn Doney, and our land development engineer, Shirley Mateel, from both from the Planning Property and Development Department.
Okay, I have three people listed, and I know who the three are, so there we go. We have two here in support of the application, both representing the applicant itself, and we have one delegation here for information. Gentlemen, if you'd like to come together to the table, make your case.
We have printed copies of that for you guys as well, so you may not even need it.
Maybe you could provide them to the clerk before you, any written material you have to present.
Yeah,
you could do it before you start speaking.
Sure.
We only have one clerk here, so.
Yeah.
I know.
And there's a 10-acre that's their land exchange thing, but really that's just going to be some more of the single streets. Part in red is really the whole, what we got today is really the whole deal.
Some of those I
have. And I need one copy for the file.
You can have a map.
I don't need a map.
Okay, Mr. Bowles, would you mind if you proceed?
Yeah, good. Well, thank you very much. Basically, what we've handed out is a copy of our application sketch. That's the black and white one, so that gives an idea what we're looking at. It's a block plan that subdivides the remainder of our Amber Trails lands, the remainder of the remaining Amber Trails, most of the remaining Amber Trails lands into a block plan. I've also submitted Schedule B is the DASZ report that we're proposing a few changes to it, and we've reviewed it, and the vast majority of it we certainly agree with. We've been in contact with city staff about it, but there are a couple of minor items that we'd like to go over. They're highlighted in yellow, so maybe we could just go through it point by point in terms of the highlighted clauses, and I can...
Now, this is... phase 403 or something of Amber Trails, and except for a small block, this is the final phase. So there shouldn't be, most of what's in here should have been hammered out and agreed to in many other phases. I don't think we want to break any new ground with the last phase particularly. And if you do, good luck.
There's just a few items here
okay.
That we wanted to look at. So yeah, if that sounds good to the committee, we'll just go through them. And
Mike, you're okay with that?
Yeah. Address the individual points. So if I were in yellow, on that DASZ report, or sorry, yeah, the DASZ report, you'll see on the second page, item number five. Basically, what we're asking for there is that this statement be added so that we're not including the school site that's proposed that you see on the plan as part of the requirements for including lot line connections, service connections. We just want to make sure that because we're putting it in on the frontage on Templeton, all the services are going in, but we don't want to have to be responsible as well for doing service connections. So that's what we're
asking.
To the school
site, exactly.
Yeah,
everything else will be service connections.
Every institutional site. Yeah.
So,
okay.
That's what we're asking.
Let's save time next.
Yeah. Okay, next we're going all the way to the fourth page to number 18. This is the same clause that we've had
put
in place in previous agreements.
So well, at least in the last two?
The last one, actually.
And this was put in the last one. It went through council, was approved by council. There you go. Okay. And that is that the city wants you to put in extra lanes for turning. And you're saying, yeah, as long as the city builds them before we're finished and long gone from here is the clause, right?
That's
you don't want to be responsible. I know we do have some letters of credit from people for 30 and 40-year-old items, and you don't want to be one of them. Or another one of them. Okay.
Yep,
your point, Mike, do you follow what they're saying?
Yep.
City's position is that Pipeline Road will not be paved by the city. It's going to be paved by developers.
Yeah. So why would they ask to be paved turn lanes 20 years from now?
That's fine.
That's the whole point. Absolutely, I understand it, but I have seen some letters of credit here that have been brought to my attention by our own city staff that were quite laughable. They're so old. And I don't have a problem with that Pipeline Road may not end up, you know, with the city at large paving it, because it's, for the most part, it's a route for Stonewall residents. It's really not many Winnipeggers using it. Okay, so we've got item 18 and...
Continuing, we've highlighted a piece on item 28 that we'd like to see added.
It's also in the last one that was added, wasn't it, or is it different?
Yeah, well, this is the same clause you'll see on number 27, and we want to have it on 28, having previous agreements had it added to 28. Reason being, we just want to be absolutely sure that under circumstances where it's not our works that are creating the need to move very poles that we're not having to do, basically. We just wanted to be clear that until Hydro comes along and says, you guys...
Didn't Hydro just put new poles in there?
Yeah, they did. They just put a new pole in it. Yeah, and they don't want to see it buried, so we want to be sure that it's clear in that case that pole line doesn't have to be buried until Hydro would come along and say, you know what, this thing has to go underground.
To service other areas.
It's a major regional.
I mean, but all of the homes within your subdivision will be serviced with underground hydro.
Absolutely. This is an existing line. It's a major line.
That goes through your property,
Not even through our property.
It doesn't service you.
It
goes through the city's Templeton right away.
Yeah.
Surely?
Mr. Chair, Clause 27 is about taking the electrical and putting it all underground. And we have already agreed that, no, we don't mean those particular poles along Templeton and Pipeline, okay?
That's all covered in 27?
That's correct.
Okay. 28.
Clause 28 has to do with if anything has to be relocated because of where the developer is putting his streets or whatever, then the developer will relocate it. We're not saying the developer must take the power lines and put them underground. We're saying if they have to move the power lines, they do it at their cost.
Okay, let me just read
city.
This. The developer shall pay all costs associated with the installation and or relocation of streetlights and other existing streetlights and utilities made necessary as a result of or required to accommodate the works to be constructed by the developer. So if you, in anything you do, cause a need to have stuff relocated, the city staff has said you should pay for the relocations.
Which is what you would. I mean, that would go without saying. This clause, you want.
Well, why don't you just put except for the existing hydro lines within Templeton Avenue and Pipeline Road, as mentioned in, as said in clause 27, as listed in clause. Except for the hydro services covered in clause 27, unless they have to be moved because of actions of the developer. That's that should cover everybody, shouldn't it?
It should, but it already says that. It, you know, the clause without the except says if the developer's works cause a need for relocation, the developer will relocate. And the corollary to that would be that otherwise it's not necessary.
I think what we're really getting at here, though, is that we want to be sure, though, that again, in any case, we'll do that. But specific to these pipeline, Templeton Avenue pole lines, we want to be sure that it's clear that, again, that we're not going to be required to bury that sort of thing.
You made that clear in 27.
Yeah.
This is about relocating, though, not about burying.
Yeah.
But relocating, should you... Okay, why don't we start relocating of these above ground services if they're made necessary by...
If, for example, we have a road that happens to run into a pole, we're obviously going to move it, but we're not going to undertake to bury...
You're not being asked to.
Yeah, that's the point. You're not being asked to bury it. We're only asking you to do what you say you're going to do anyway, so... To us, that exception is not only superfluous, but it's actually detrimental, because by putting that in, you're saying that you won't do that.
Yeah. We would do it. We're just looking for that extra degree of assurance.
Well, why can't you, after the word accept, in the third last line of 28, your first yellowed word, accept, why don't you put accept as covered in clause 27? And just let it go with that. Okay. As covered in clause 27. And if surely before this gets to property, and it will have to go to property because there's changes, that's sort of spur of the moment. If you have better wording you'd like to recommend, I'd suggest you bring it to the committee, but that you run it by them on the way there.
No,
okay.
I think all of our concerns.
Okay. Good. 35.
Next, 35. Basically, we're saying here that we want to see. It relates back to clause 34 that we're required to put to the grade level sod and do the park improvements, but then 35 does not provide us with reimbursement for the asphaltic concrete paths and lighting.
Always been reimbursed for those, have you not?
Yeah, and they're set up.
Shirley, how are you with that? This is
the Parks Department feels that it's receiving a linear park not exactly what it wanted, and because it's receiving a linear park rather than a larger,
it's not larger
area,
as a not area. A larger area as a different shaped area,
different shape, correct. That this developer should be treated in a similar other developers being treated when they are putting in linear parkways, and other developers are required to pay for the lighting. And
okay.
So
the earlier 60, 70, 80, 90% of Amber Trails, is this different to that?
Yes, it is.
The last phase.
Yes.
Okay, I like your wording. Why should you be paying for stuff the city's paid for? 12 or 147 consecutive phases, all of a sudden for the last phase, there's somebody new in parks who wants it done a different way. No, I have no problem with your clause 35. Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
I thought we were done.
This is the last phase.
Yeah. But, holy shit. Surely, I hope you like a lot of this.
It looks worse than it is.
Well, let's see.
Number 37, basically what we're saying is... We're being part of the 10-acre school site that is being provided as part of this. The city has asked that we include park dedication. It's included in the calculation for park dedication. What we're saying here is that we'd like to see, because that 10-acre school site includes a great deal of what will, in effect, be public space, green space, joint use agreements on the gymnasium, et cetera, that we'd like to see that 10-acre exempt from the overall.
Our schools normally 3 acres?
Five.
Five. So I agree that you shouldn't be paying, dedicating open space on open space. To me, that's silly. But I think you, on a normal school site, I think you always have. You're asking to break new ground yourself here. I think, how about sawing it off? It is an oversized school site. How about 5 and 5? That on the 5 acres that's larger than a traditional school site, it will remain open space. That additional open space dedication not be charged. Cut her down the middle. Solomon here. Slice that baby down the middle. Will you take care of the wording, Shirley, on that, please? Now, I think if you've always paid dedication on the school site, you should continue to pay dedication on a school. But I've never seen a school site, short of Maples Collegiate, that's like 10 acres. So why should you give additional dedication based on dedication? You have to scale the school site at what? Not at market value anyway. So why should be doubly screwed on it? Okay, next.
Just to note that this school division's consultant did submit a letter.
That's right. Yeah.
So
what?
There for your information. I showed the concept plan of the...
Oh, you're talking about me.
Right. So they asked us to submit it on their behalf. They've written a letter. Basically, they're asking...
What do they want to be exempt from?
Well, they're suggesting that it should be exempt from the dedication calculation because they're providing joint use. They agreed to provide joint use, provide extra.
Have we asked them to provide joint use? The three-way land swap hasn't even gone through yet. Titles haven't changed.
Not yet. All subject to this.
And the last I heard, the public schools finance board was not happy.
No, they expect it to be approved by June 11th.
Expect it to be, okay. Anyway, I like my wisdom of Solomon. Cut it in half, deal. As long as Mike does. Like you could.
That's fine.
Right?
I'm okay with it. Yeah.
Okay. Now you want a black fence?
Number 38, basically all we're saying is the wording was always black chain link fence as opposed to open style where we're showing straight through there. So we're saying the wording we prefer is black chain link fence that is the same as previously provided.
Shirley, can you tell me why it was changed? You're fine with that, okay.
I'm not sure if it was a different individual providing the wording or just the new way
but
of saying
the same
thing.
But it's
the same
fence that we put throughout the development. Okay. 42.
Again, basically what we've done here with the strikers, we've taken the same clause and reworded it. This is dealing with, in effect, the as-built provision. And rather than the three-month timeline on all the as-built, we're suggesting, apparently Shirley's told us it's been done with other developers, we're looking at a March 31st of the year following the substantial completion, which gives engineers more time. The winter months are typically not busy.
You've always submitted your as-built drawings to the city. To for all your developments?
No.
Okay. Qualico ever get these March 31st dates?
Qualico just did, which is why I would say since Qualico did.
Okay. And it's not like it's a problem thing. It's not like we're dealing with Freddie Fly-by-Night here and his one ever development. So.
It's possible, Mr. Chair, that we should be changing our standard from the 3 months to the 31st, but at the moment it's...
We have our, so if we have our development agreement parameters, those could be, that would be the way to change it rather than break. Okay.
Okay, final point. We've added a proposed clause here.
44?
44, you got it. And what we're saying here is because the ACG report otherwise does not address, on the sketch, the black and white sketch I've handed out, the 23-acre area for the future Chief Pegasus Trail that the city has requested of us, to acquire that right away. We're basically saying that we want to find in the ACG report, ultimately the development agreement, that the city will pay us back for that, or pay us for, at the time of plan registration. We think this is a fair and just agreement. So
that's really nice, but who's to say the city has this money in its budget? Although, on the other hand, we have no right to take your land if we're not going to pay for it. So,
There's an excerpt. The excerpt from the development agreement parameters that I provided actually does set up as well, you know, that in a case like this where a regional roadway is being opened, that in fact the city is obliged to pay the developer for it.
So timing we're talking here.
Yeah, well, let's say if it's shown on a plan of subdivision, it's that the city is obliged to pay the developer. I highlighted those in yellow, the squad is so that's our interpretation of it anyway.
My only problem is this. You can't get blood from the stone. If you come in, we only approve for capital budgets once a year. On the other hand, the land operating reserve has got about $12 million sitting in it, so I guess the city's not really in any major... I just don't want it to come up that, and we just can't pay it.
Most likely the plan will be registered until we get 2011.
Yeah, I go with your 44, but I think something should be a recommendation of this community committee should be that the lands taken from Genstar by the city for the future development of the Chief Pegwis Trail bracket, 23.15 acres bracket. Did I say the payment for these? That's what I meant, payment for these. Be recommended by the LSWK Community Committee to be included in the 2011 capital budget. I just don't want to catch anybody by surprise in that we can't do, and then all of a sudden, because of this, we can't take title. And you build a farm out there or something for the agricultural zone. So yeah, as long as with it, we do have money in land operating reserve, and as long as we're warning, giving EPC and next year's council fair warning to, if you're approving it, and if you don't want to put it in next year's budget, don't approve the clause. Don't take the people's land. Okay, so.
Mr. Chair, if I may,
yeah.
It's Public Works' position that there are already negotiations ongoing between the Real Estate Department and Genstar.
Fine, then don't take the land and let Real Estate worry about it. And don't take the debt, don't take the land. I think it's vital that we take the land, and we're getting it at $28,000 an acre. This land, you don't buy land for development. You buying any land for immediate development at $28,000 an acre anymore? How about $100,000 an acre plus? I mean, I think I'll put it in. But with that, did you get that motion? We'll make the motion afterward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I've noted it, and I was going to listen to the audio and fine tune it.
Get it, and then you can fine tune the wording. Okay. I think we're all agreed. Do you have anything to add, gentlemen?
Nope, that's the end of ours, and we'll
save
some
trade. We'll ask for our thank you very much. You can take your seats and ask for no one else. We have someone here for information who we will hear next, and then I will ask for any comments you have to sum up before relinquishing the chair to my esteemed colleague who handled the stuff from my ward. And food chair? For information. What information can we give you?
Well, I have two questions. The first question, we just heard from these gentlemen. I'm not sure I quite follow what exactly they want to build there. We heard Chief Pegwis Trail mentioned, but I'd like to know what exactly do they want to build. I'm not
this
sure.
This is the final major phase of Amber Trails. It is all single-family housing, except there would be a school site in there.
They hope to build homes and
everything they've been doing. Just, if you've seen Amber Trails, it's just continue. I'll give you a copy of the map they gave us.
Sure.
And wrap around it is the future Chief Pegwis Trail. And I say, hopefully within the next 50 years, but not definitely in my lifetime. It won't happen.
And my second question, I would like to know exactly the boundaries. Now, I read something on the agenda Templeton. I live north of Templeton, and our counselor is Counselor Lazarenko, so I have some confusion as to the boundaries.
You live north of Templeton, and your counselor is me.
Well, I thought it was Counselor Lazarenko.
At one point it was, and for the last 8 years it's been me.
I am not at Templeton, and I think this is around McPhillips. I'm on Main Street.
I know.
So that's still your ward?
Mm-hmm. Every bit of it. Yes. From, well, no, hold it. That might be, because 2170 is,
I'm at 2130.
Yeah. Might be in Harry's ward. You're north of Temple. Are you... By C4?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so Harry is your... I apologize. I start where the treatment plant starts. The old Bergen cutoff is the... which doesn't exist anymore. So Harry there, but you're on Main Street.
Yes.
And this is 2 to 3 miles west of you. And so your concern...
Well, I was just confused as to whether you are the counselor for our area or Counselor Lazarenko.
Counselor Lazarenko, you're right on the boundary.
Yes, boundary. Okay, so because, of course, as you know, from 2 months ago, I have, and not just myself, but all my neighbors have this big concern about the dangerous speed limit of 70 kilometers per hour at Main and Seaforth and North. And so now I understand that Counselor Lazarenko is responsible for where we live, but north of Seaforth, that is your ward. Is that correct?
And I put a request through to the province of Manitoba, who's in charge of the speed limit on Highway 9, which is Main Street, to have it lowered to 60, and that was refused. Last year or the year before?
2008.
Yeah.
Yes, Inga sent me a link regarding that, but I have many... Not questions, but I was very disappointed when I read the summary. I didn't read the entire, I don't have access to the entire report, just the summary. And it was very disappointing what I read. And it's unfortunately, we are nowhere close to the perimeter. Seaforth, Main and Seaforth is kilometers.
No, what you're asking about has nothing to do with this hearing. This hearing is actually, it's west of Pipeline Road.
Yes, I understand.
Not even McPhillips.
But
so
I wanted to clarify where Templeton is, that in Councillor Lazarenko's or Councillor O'Shaughnessy's ward. So I thought
part of it, Templeton Avenue itself from Main Street to the tracks is in Councillor Lazarenko's ward. From the tracks west is in my ward. And at McPhillips, Templeton jogs and goes quite a bit further north before it continues on to the west, the unpaved portion of Templeton, which is where this is.
I appreciate that, and now I understand that I will have to, when I submit a request again, officially, I haven't done that, I'm very busy, I do real work as a teacher, and I'm going to have to write to both you and to Councillor Lazarenko, because north of Seaforth is your area, and I'm only going to be discussing north of Seaforth to the perimeter, not Highway number 9, which starts past the perimeter.
To us, no, Highway 9 is Main Street, right through the city. It's all Highway 9. But I would suggest, in addition to us, not passing the buck, to contact us, but... there's a lot more power in your MLA, Dave Chomiak, than there is in either Councillor Lazarenko or I, because City Council cannot change the speed limit on Main Street. Only the Provincial Highway Traffic Board can do that. We could recommend, but we cannot do it. We don't have the power to change the speed limit on Main Street.
It will not be difficult at all, and I'm going to have to really study that summary of the report. And I should also let you know at this point that since that report was prepared in 2008, there have been 3 collisions. 2 were collisions. One was a fatality.
Why don't you discuss it in part of a public hearing?
Okay, I apologize.
That's okay. We have to follow
yes, I understand.
Rules,
yes.
Or the hearings are void because we did things that weren't pertinent to it.
Well, I do
but
hope to.
I agree with what you want,
yes,
which is a 60 kilometer an hour speed limit continued right through. And once it hits Rosh Pina Cemetery, you're into West St. Paul. So, once again, it's only the province from there. But thank you, because it is important.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I do hope to be prepared for next month's meeting. And there is a meeting next month, I'm told, but not
next
in
month.
August.
Yes. And if you contact Inga, she can put you on the agenda as a delegation.
I was hoping to.
Right at the start, from four to between 4 and 5.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. And I did want to do that, you know, this month, but I, unfortunately, you know, I am so busy. And I do very, I contribute to society in a very valuable way with the young people, and they are going to be the future counselors in 20 years. So I do contribute to society, as does everybody here, I'm sure.
Thank you so much, Anne. Councillor, would you take the...
Yeah, okay, Councillor Shaughnessy for the...